Rod just played his third show with us this past weekend. And, you know, I didn't know this at the time, Ricky Simpkins initially replaced Ben, and he was with us for a couple of years. And he had some medical issues. He's fine. I want to put that out there. He's doing just fine. So we called Ron Stewart, because the thing that we had with Ricky is having a fiddle player in the band. And the Scene's never had a real fiddle player, you know, a permanent member of the band. I think Ricky Skaggs guested on some of the recordings that the band has done over the years, but never had a, you know, traveling fiddle player. And we had that with Ricky. And so when we needed to find a substitute for Ricky, we called Ron Stewart, and he just happened to be available for that weekend. And getting to know him, he was talking about what a disciple he'd been of Ben Eldridge and how he'd studied his music. And from the first show that we played, that became terribly obvious to me. And I'm a fan of Ron Stewart's. I have been since his Lynn Morris days when I first got to meet him. And he's a hardcore driving bluegrass banjo player, but I had no idea that he had such a fondness and love and respect for Ben's playing. You know, Ben Eldridge, that guy's a musical genius. You know, it's funny. You know, Ben, if you talk to Ben and you say, Ben, that's an incredible kickoff you do there to Small Exception to Me. It sounds like a piano almost. He said, nah, it's nothing. It's really easy. And to him, it was really easy. But if you start taking that apart, it's like really complicated and completely original. And I don't think there could have been another banjo player to work with the Seldom Scene except for Ben to develop that style, because the kind of songs that they sang. I'm a big fan of traditional music, and Luke, you probably know that from my past. But, you know, you couldn't put Earl Scruggs in the Seldom Scene. As much as I love Earl Scruggs and Ralph Stanley and Don Reno, it wouldn't have fit with John Starling singing, you know. He developed a style. It was completely his own that fit what he did, fit the band. And banjo players absolutely adore him and love him. He's also the sweetest guy you'd ever want to meet. So anyway, so Ron Stewart, it turns out, was a, you know, had studied Ben's plan and could really, he's not copying him, but he's got that feel that works for the type of material we do. And the Boxcars, which I also didn't know, were sort of winding down their career. And so Ricky decided to leave the band, and Ron Stewart was right there at the same time, and it's almost like the stars aligned, and he's doing such a good job. He's the perfect guy, I think, for this band.